As the host of The Sound Podcast, Ira Haberman listens to a lot of music. Too much music. But now, he wants to share the best of what he's listening to with you. Here are seven things you should be listening to on The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey and Walking Before Daylight from the band's original debut, Winterworld, that was actually just released last week, some 20 years plus since it was originally recorded. The story goes that original bassist and friend of the show, Reed Mathis, came across a series of demos and tapes hidden away in his storage units. Winterworld is just one of many releases from the vault coming from JFJO on Royal Potato Records. Our friends in the roots rock band Dispatch will release their 8th studio album, Break Our Fall. The latest single from that release, due out May 28th, is Stoned Enough to Gather in the Night.
Indigo bunting, a dark-eyed junco at her side. They both looked like they'd been crying, and I hesitated to ask why. There was a picture of a lost cat nailed to a tree. You could see it in its eyes. Woefully I stood there and tried to be stoned enough. If you're shaking, if you're shaking, then come inside. The finch was singing to the blackbirds in the pie. Sorry I was ever born. But they paid him no mind, they were busy counting the common grackle in the caucus. As the thrashers they aligned, they were stoned enough to gather in the night. If you're shaking, if you're shaking,
stoned enough to gather in the night from Dispatch. Amongst the most interesting people in our scene is Dr. Lo Faber, formerly of God Street Wine. Over the pandemic, Dr. Faber has been putting all kinds of great content out on his YouTube channel. But now there's word from this New Orleans transplant that he'll be releasing a new album, Claiborne Avenue, in mid-June. Gray Green Eyes is amongst the songs already released from the record. Have a listen, and when you do, let us know what you think by tweeting us at The Sound with Ira.
She was pretty with gray green eyes. I saw them sparkle, I saw them shine. I told myself a thousand lies, staring into those gray green eyes, staring into those gray green eyes. I thought I knew what was real and true. I thought I'd seen a thing or two, but I got cut right down to size with just one look from those gray green eyes. Only took one look from those gray green eyes. When I love so much, it can get messy, it can be rough. Lonesome lows and dizzy highs, spinning round and round in those gray green eyes, going round and round. Gray green eyes. And if I could see, she was a sign. True love sparkled and true love dies. It's just a trick of those gray green eyes. Yeah, it's just a trick of those gray green eyes. It's just a trick of those gray green eyes.
That indeed was Dr. Lo Faber and Gray Green Eyes. Up until recently, I hadn't heard the term outlaw alt folk, but if it suits anyone, certainly the Tijuana Street Corner Thieves deserve the tag. This Colorado-based outfit have just released a record, Stolen Goods, chock full of great bluegrass, alt country, and folk covers. Here's a taste of their sound with their version of the traditional tune, Rollin' in My Sweet Baby's Arms.
Thank you.
the Tijuana Street Corner Thieves with Rolling in My Sweet Baby's Arms. Let's stay in Colorado for our next tune. It's a song from 10th Mountain Division, which maintains the band's folk roots, but adds a surf pop beat, which helps serve up a Beach Boys-esque tune, which will have you no doubt dancing. Here is Sad Summer. Was 10th Mountain Division with Sad Summer. You may know Gabe Dixon as the current keyboard player with the Tedeschi Trucks Band, but long before he got that gig, Gabe created the Gabe Dixon Band with Jano Ricks, now with the Wood Brothers. He's also had a critically acclaimed solo career, releasing 2 solo records, while also performing with Paul McCartney, OAR, Alison Krauss, and Supertramp. I've been a fan going back to 2008 when the self-titled Gabe Dixon Band album was released. Lucky for us, Laid On Me, a new solo record from Gabe Dixon, is coming in late June. Until then, we'll have to trust that the rest of the album is as good as the lead track, Something Good.
When you step outside to a full moon sky, you don't have to try to forget about the day. On your way downtown, every light you hit's turning green. Good's going down.
Something Good from Gabe Dixon. We're excited to hear the whole record, and we will in late June. Before we leave you, I wanted you to hear a song from the High Hawks. This is the Americana Bluegrass All-Star Band made up of members of Leftover Salmon, Railroad Earth, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the Hardworking Americans, and a few others. While the self-titled debut album doesn't come out until June 11th, we've already heard all of it, and it's tremendous fun. Here's Heroes and Highways, the first song released from the album.
Right.
You've been listening to 7 Things You Should Be Listening To on the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Technical production from Andrea Ruse and Adam Karsh. Special thanks to Circles Around the Sun for letting us use their tune, Money's No Option, in the show. Share your thoughts with us by tweeting at The Sound with Ira or dropping a note at thesoundpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.